Washington is trying to decide on its next steps now that North Korea has admitted to pursuing development of nuclear weapons. State Department officials consulted Moscow and Tokyo today in an effort to reach a multilateral strategy. And U.S. diplomats were in China and in South Korea over the weekend. According to South Korean media reports today, Pyongyang told a visiting South Korean official that the North wants to renegotiate with the U.S. and its allies on the nuclear issue. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials say there's nothing to discuss with North Korea as long as its nuclear weapons program continues. But it's not clear whether the U.S. will walk away from a 1994 agreement, under which North Korea, in exchange for aid, pledged to halt the production of plutonium for weapons. North Korea reportedly told the U.S. it considers the agreement nullified. Secretary of State Colin Powell said yesterday that generally when one party to a political agreement declares it nullified, then it is. But Powell would not say that the agreement was dead. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
The whole situation, I think we all know, is very complex. That's why we're taking time to consult. We're talking with friends and allies. We're talking with the Congress quite extensively before we make or announce any decisions.
The 1994 agreement allows the International Atomic Energy Agency to monitor the North Korean nuclear facility at Yongbyon, where, until the agreement, the North was pursuing a nuclear weapons program using plutonium. Its new program apparently relies on enriched uranium. That is a grave concern to the U.S. and its allies. But U.S. officials say they also want to see continued restraints on North Korea's plutonium supply. Again, Richard Boucher.
We think it is necessary the stored plutonium at the facility in the Yongbyon continue to be monitored by the International Atomic Energy Agency, and that we continue to have access to this site through the contractors sent there by the Department of Energy.
Boucher says the U.S. does have some leverage with North Korea, but he would not be specific. One possibility is that the U.S. and its allies could stop work on civilian light water reactors promised to North Korea in exchange for halting its nuclear weapons program. The U.S. also could stop shipping heavy fuel oil to the North, also promised under the 1994 agreement. But Peter Hayes, director of the Nautilus Institute for Security and Sustainable Development, says the fuel oil provides only 1% of North Korea's primary energy needs.
The only time when American heavy fuel oil is really valuable to the North Koreans is midwinter, where we're about to descend into those depths of cold and dark in North Korea. So the United States has some leverage there, but not a lot. The United States can pull the plug, but nothing much will happen as a result because China stands behind North Korea with the basic oil supply and food supply.
Peter Hayes says Washington's best source of leverage is the possibility of removing North Korea from its list of states that sponsor terrorism. North Korea needs vast economic assistance. If it were removed from the list, it would be eligible for all kinds of help through the World Bank, the IMF, as well as private organizations. Hayes suggests that President Bush use the current crisis over nuclear weapons to negotiate a comprehensive new relationship with North Korea that opens up the reclusive communist state and stabilizes the region.
This is the historic moment for Bush to actually make his mark on this relationship and build a new security architecture, not just for the Korean Peninsula, but for the whole region.
But this administration may not be willing to negotiate with the government that just admitted violating the last agreement on nuclear weapons. The U.S. may fall back on containment, backed up by the threat of force. The key to the U.S. decision probably will be other governments in Northeast Asia. Their cooperation is needed for any containment policy, as well as any decision to negotiate. President Bush will consult with China's President Jiang Zemin at his Texas ranch on Friday. The president will see all of the Northeast Asian leaders, except North Korea's, at the annual APEC summit this weekend in Mexico. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.